That was a jolly old start.
It certainly was. Welcome to the folk show here on Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, welcome indeed.
Hope you're dry. It's been awfully wet here for the last couple of days or so.
Been all soggy and hard to light, haven't we?
Certainly have. And apparently it's not going to get better all week, so...
Oh, good.
Really cheers.
Goodness gracious me.
We started off this evening with April Verch from Canada, and that was Fan Looks Fancy.
I thought that was fabulous.
It was interesting, wasn't it? It was lovely.
Was that a new CD?
It's actually come from a festival, a Tonda Festival CD.
They usually come in twos, mine.
Yeah. This is a two CD set from recorded at the Tonda Festival 2003. It's one hell of a lineup. It must have been a cracking festival. There's all sorts on here. There's folk, there's jazz, all sorts. Absolutely all sorts. Brilliant.
Something for all tastes.
Certainly is. And so there's two CDs I should be digging into. There's a few tracks I'm playing tonight. And we shall be getting more in the future.
Well, there's something for all tastes in this next song. This week, we might as well tell you, that this afternoon, we've been in here since, goodness knows why, it seems like we've been in here a week.
Since just before two this afternoon.
We've recorded a show for next week, which will be Dave Lowry's funeral on Monday, and we doubt very much whether we'll be back here. We'll be at the wake still. I've peppered next week's with songs from some people who knew Dave or were friends of Dave's or friends of ours, and to a lesser extent this week. I know Barbara Brown can't be with us at the wake, but I know she's anxious.
She's
to
not
know.
Well, so
no.
And not very terribly mobile.
Not
is
mobile,
she?
No. So I wanted to include her and Tom, and this is a favourite of mine, actually. It's Soap, Starch and Candles. The Coombe mentioned is Ilfra Coombe, and this became a very, very flourishing Victorian holiday destination. And so that's the background to this little love story, which they had from Mick Thames, who collected it from Marjorie Bowden of Mumbles. Soap, Starch and Candles from Tom and Barbara Brown.
It was on last Easter Monday that I took a trip to Coombe. 'Twas there I met a charming girl, and of her I'll sing to you. It was on the steamboat we first met, and I felt me heart go flop. For she told me her name and then described to me her father's shop. With soap, starch, candles, fender, rake and turpentine, pepper, glue and mustard, and cod liver oil and scent, and black lead, clothesline, treacle, peas and fishing line. Colours mix their painting, pots and brushes lent. When I saw them playing at kissing in the ring, well, I joined her in that scene. She always threw her glove at me to chase around the green. And when I caught her, oh, what bliss to span that tender waist. And when I kissed her, how I said of heaven those lips did taste. With soap, starch, candles, fender, brick and turpentine, pepper, glue and mustard, and cod liver oil and scent, and black lead, clothesline, treacle, peas and fishing line. Colours mix their painting, pots and brushes lent. Now a year's gone by, and her and me, we decided to get wed. And in the back room of the shop, well, we had a grand old spread. And then her father came to me, and he made me heart go flop. But he said to me that we could keep the corner shop with soap, suck, candles, fender brick and turpentine, pepper, glue and mustard, and cod liver oil and scent, and black lead, clothes line, treacle, peas and fishing line. Colours makes their painting, pots and brushes land.
Tom and Barbara Brown there with soap, starch and candles.
This is from West Country Night Out. And all sorts of people on that, including me. Anna Hatter, Chris Bartram, Joan Holloway, Keith Holloway, Ralph Jordan, Keith Kendrick, Paul Sartin, Francis Medici, Malcolm Woods and Charlie Yarwood. Additional vocals from Kathy Barclay, Brenda Burnside, John Garrett, Lynn Herod, Rowan Riley and Dave Webber.
And Uncle Tom Cobbley in all.
In all.
Lovely. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Right. Back to the Tunda Festival. This is Dave Gunning, also from Canada. It's a gentleman I'd not heard before, but I thought, oh, I enjoy this.
So you plucked in some air miles there, and you could have stayed in Canada.
Absolutely, I suppose, yeah. Come back to North
really.
Devon and
then,
yeah,
and then go back to Canada.
Well, yeah.
Stupid boy.
Anyway, here she comes a-running, it says here. Dave Gunning with Here She Comes A-Running.
Here she comes a-running, and the wind should hope to catch her, while the mountains through the heather soft and free. The boys are calling to her, but a song I sweetly whistle, and hope the wind will take my song and bring her love to me. Early springtime, the winter thaw, down by the river, 'twas her I saw. Her hair was golden, her love was free. How could I have her love for me? She comes a-running, and the wind should hope to catch her, while the mountains through the heather soft and free. The boys are calling to her, but a song I sweetly whistle, and hope the wind will take my song and bring her love to me. Down by the ocean, one night we met, just as the sun was sinking west. High was the tide, soft was the sand, so gracefully she took my hand. Here she comes a-running, and the wind should hope to catch her, while the mountains through the heather soft and free. The boys are calling to her, but a song I sweetly whistle, and hope the wind will take my song and bring her love to me. The pattern dance down at the fair, but with the boys I would not share. We slipped away under the stars above, down by the ocean, we share our love. Maybe we'll marry and build a home. We'll grow a garden to call our own. We'll run together in mountain wind, so she can hear my song again. Here she comes a-running, and the wind should hope to catch her, while the mountains through the heather soft and free. The boys are calling to her, but a song I sweetly whistle, and hope the wind will take my song and bring her love. Here she comes a-running, and the wind should hope to catch her, while the mountains through the heather soft and free. The boys are calling to her, but a song I sweetly whistle, and hope the wind will take my song and bring her love to me.
Yes. Dave Gunning there. Hailing from Canada with Here She Comes A-Running.
Well, there he went, walking off down the road there, didn't he?
Certainly did.
It was quite nice, actually. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's all sorts of nice stuff on there, has to be said.
There is. It must have been one heck of a festival, looking at the people who are on there. Incredible. Eddie Reader, The Paperboy, Shugler Nifty, Oyster Band, Cara Dillon, Blazing Fiddles, Wolfstone, Fluke, Altan. Oh, lovely.
Where was it staged?
So in Tunda, in Norway. Anyway, June 2014,
yes.
11 years ago.
11 years ago.
Incredible, isn't it? 11 years ago.
Recorded live in Bowen Congregational Church down here in Devon.
Yes, a concert organised by Melly and Dick Henrywood, celebrating Cicely Fox Smith, the poet who lived and died and was buried in Bow. And Melly and Dick organised this concert, included people from all over. Some people came from America to come and sing at the this concert. And one of the people who came and sang was our good friend Jackie Williams.
We've spoken to her a little bit earlier on.
We certainly
listen in.
Yep.
So, yeah, as I said, we not quite so much in this programme, but some honour one to odd people in here that were friends or known to Dave or liked by Dave. And this is Jackie Williams with the Leave for Brace.
Moving on from somebody I've not met before to somebody I have met before, we heard her sing this song about a week ago, and somebody suggested that it was worth £10 just to come and see her sing this. So can you please welcome a friend of mine, Jackie Williams, who is... Jackie's going to sing Leave for Brace with the music by Alan Fitzsimmons.
There were 10 men hauling on the lee for Brace, in the wind and the driving hail, and the mile-long greybeards charging by in a thundering Cape Horn gale. That dark it was, you scarce could see your hand before your face. That cold it was, our fingers froze, stiff as they gripped the brace. And Christ says, stand for a night in port, and a Dago fiddler's tune, and just one whiff of the drinks again in a Callio saloon. There were 10 men hauling on the lee for Brace, when the big sea broke aboard like a streaming spate, a foaming flood right fore and aft it poured. The ship she staggered and lay still, so deep there lay she, you'd think she could not rise again from such a weight of sea. There were 10 men hauling on the lee for Brace, and 7 when she rose again, and the rest were lost to the pitch dark night and the icy sea and blast. And one of them was Dago Pete, and one was Lars the Dane, and the third was a lad whose like on earth I shall not find again. And it ain't no sense to curse the Lord, and it ain't no sense to mourn, For a man must live his life the same and keep his grief his own. So I'll sing me song and I'll drink me drink, and nobody'll know but me that a lump of my heart went down with Dan that night on the wild horn sea. Leave all brace. Oh.
Jackie Williams there with the Lee Four Brace.
And as she said earlier on the telephone, I can't believe it's that long ago.
11 years.
We say that all the time, don't we?
I know. Didn't time fly? Excellent. Now then, I got hold of a CD called River of Song. This is a musical journey down the Mississippi, right from the headwaters through the Midwest and the Southern Fusion and down into Louisiana. And it's tracking the different types of music that come from the areas along the Mississippi. This particular one comes from the Midwest, and this is a gentleman by the name of John Hartford, and he's singing about Miss Ferris from John Hartford.
Teacher when I went to school, she loved the river and she taught about it too. I was a pretty bad boy, but she called my bluff with her great big collection of steamboat stuff. Oh yeah. She had logbooks and bells and things like that, and she knew the old captains and where they were at. She rode the Alabama and the Gordon Sea Green as the Cape Girardeau. She was later renamed But her very favorite, as you all know, was the Golden Eagle, Captain Buck's old boat. This old stern wheeler sank and went to heaven when I was in the fourth grade in 1947. What our fashionable St. Louis society, taking a trip on the Mississippi, sleep in their bunks with an after-dinner drink. They didn't think that the boat would sink, oh no. Well, I know Captain Buck was a very sad man when that old wood hull went into the sand. And Miss Ferrisine was sad for sure, but immediately her mind went to work, oh yeah. Well, she did some politic, and that was tricky and hard, and she got the pilot house for the schoolhouse yard. So instead of studying, I became a dreamer, dreaming about boats and the Mississippi River. To get my schoolwork done, 'cause you couldn't fool Miss Ferris none. And if I went to sleep or I weren't supposed to talk, 'cause she was a dead shot with a little piece of chalk on. Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly. Time in the river keep a rolling on by. Now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher, but we both still love the Mississippi River. Well, I went to see her this Christmas last. We took a little trip back through the past on the easy rock, and we looked at pictures and I dreamed our dreams of the Mississippi River. Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly. Time and the river keep a rolling on by. Now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher, but we both still love the Mississippi River, uh-huh.
John Hartford with Miss Ferris. Mm-hmm. About his teacher. Oh, grud.
Yeah. Interesting.
Next week, Barry and I are going to be at Dave Lowry's funeral and at the wake afterwards. The wake, for those who don't know, is in the Maltster's Arms in Woodbury. So the funeral will be in the East Devon Crematorium, just off the A30 at 12 o'clock, and then on to the Maltster's Arms in Woodbury for the wake. And if you come in, bring your voices, there's going to be some good singing.
In 1976, Dave and myself, David Griggs and Martin Bloomer made an LP. When you look back on it, it was absolutely insane. We made a whole LP. We recorded the whole LP in a day. It was madness. But we didn't know any different.
You were a lot younger.
We were a lot younger.
Yeah.
And it was just about 2 years before Isca Fair. Isca is the first half of the Roman name for Exeter, Isca. Isca Dum Noniorum. So Isca Fair was our title. We came together in about the end of 69 into 1970, and we finished in 78 into 79. This is a song that Dave leads, and he actually got it from his own grandmother. There are versions of it throughout the country, but this is what we did it. We called it "Come My Lads," but you'll recognise it. See what you make of it.
So this is Isca Fair.
Isca Fair with "Come My Lads."
Come my lads, be light and jolly, drive away your melancholy. To be sad it is a folly when we meet together. Let union be in all our fun. Right, follow all the right to Rallido, right, when we meet together. Solomon tells us in his glory, tells us quite a different story, tells us to be good and holy when we meet together. Let union be in all our fun, in all our fun, for to join all our hearts in one. We'll end the day as we've begun, we'll end it all in pleasure. Right, follow all the right to Rallido, right, follow all the right to Rallido, right, follow all the right to Rallido, when we meet together. Here's the bottle as it passes, do not fail to fill your glasses. Water drinkers are dullasses when they're met together. Let union be in all our fun, in all our fun, for to join all our hearts in one. We'll end the day as we've begun, we'll end it all in pleasure. Right, follow all the right to Rallido, right, follow all the right to Rallido, right, follow all the right to Rallido, when we meet together. Come, my lads, be light and jolly, drive away your melancholy. To be sad it is a folly when we meet together. Let union be in all
in pleasure. Right, follow all the right to ride, oh, right, follow all the right to ride, oh, right, follow all the right to ride, oh, when we meet together.
Iscafair, come, my lads.
Come, my lads. Let's...
Yes.
Yeah. You do the next one.
Yes. Mm. Back to the Mississippi River now. This one comes in the headwaters of the Mississippi. There was a whole load of Swedish immigrants. It's a good job they didn't come across now. Trump would have sent them back. But in those days, they were welcomed. And in fact, in the good old days, they used to actually welcome any immigrants from wherever into America, but that seems to have stopped now. However, this is a group of the Swedish immigrants, the Skolklubb Spelmanslag, they call themselves. Not all their songs are entirely serious, I have to say.
Their title certainly is.
And hopefully you'll enjoy this one. The song is called The Red-Headed Swede. I know a few turnips like that as well. So, from the Skolklubb Spelmanslag comes the Red-Headed Swede.
This is how Hilda met the Red-Headed Swede, you know. Hilda would dance with that red-headed Swede at the smörgåsbord. The others would plead, but she paid them no heed at the smörgåsbord. Now Hilda was daring, she ate pickled herring and drank all the beer that was poured. His heart it did melt when she sliced him some schmelt at the smörgåsbord. Hilda got herself a man, he said he was a pickled herring fisherman at the smörgåsbord. She wouldn't dance with no one else after he had told her that his name was Nils at the smörgåsbord. They danced and danced until the hours of the morning, danced until they almost went right to the flooring, never stopped until the man of year said he was bored. Hilda got herself a herring fisher, even though he had an ugly-looking kisser at the smörgåsbord. Instrumental, there we go. Da da da. Hilda got herself a man, he said he was a pickled herring fisherman at the smörgåsbord. She wouldn't dance with no one else after he had told her that his name was Nils at the smörgåsbord. They danced and danced until the hours of the morning, danced until they almost went right to the flooring, never stopped until the man of years said he was bored. Hilda got herself a herring fisher, even though he had an ugly looking kisser at the smörgåsbord. Hilda soon married that red-headed Swede from the smörgåsbord. Is this song ever going to be over? They had 18 kids, now they all flipped their lids at the smörgåsbord. But I am not kicking, though I took quite a licking, but now I feel fully restored. For I am that Swede, the old, that red-headed Swede from the smörgåsbord. And if you want to stay free,
take this advice from me. Don't go near that smorgasbord.
The Skål Club Spelmanslag. I love the fact that it's probably the only time we will ever play somebody playing a saw.
Saw, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. It was lovely, absolutely redheaded.
I don't think we'll put that on the learning list, Steve.
No. Oh,
no.
Well, to that.
No. Well, I'm not singing it. You can play the saw if you want.
Tony Rose next.
Yeah, well, one of our old friends from way back in the Jolly Porter days, when I started singing down there, and Dave was already singing. I've been singing for about 2 or 3 years down there. Was Tony Rose, who shortly after departed to pastures new. But I see on this is Tony's. Tony's LP CD called X, just called X, and there's some wonderful stuff in here. A lot of it recorded at Cheltenham by Dennis Olding, but this in fact is a 1981 recording in New York, in the Eagle Tavern in New York, recording by Ed Harbour, and it's a fantastic version as Tony could. Sheath and Knife.
Here's a ballad which I learned from a a singer. I don't know whether she's sung over here. A singer called June Tabor, who's probably one of the best, arguably the best of the girl singers that the folk revival has produced in England. But she's never sort of been a full-time singer, so maybe not as many people have heard her as should have done. She's a really superb singer. This is a song called Sheath and Knife, which I learnt from her a long, long time ago. And it's one of the big ballads, in a sense. It's about incest. And there aren't too many songs about that. It's about half a dozen songs, the sort of the classic ballads, which sort of revolve around that theme. And, well, I think it's... Judge for yourselves. I think it's a good song. Whispered in the kitchen, and it's whispered in the hall. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair, that the king's daughter goes with a child to her brother, and they'll never go down to the broom anymore. He has taken his sister down to her father's dear park. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair, with a yew tree bow and arrow slung fast across his back. And they'll never go down to the broom anymore. Oh, it's wedding that you hear me giving that loud cry. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. Shoot from your bow and arrow, and there let me lie, and we'll never go down to the broom anymore. And when that you see that I am lying dead, oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. Why then dig for me a grave, for the
to fatten my head, and we'll never go down to the broom anymore. Oh, it's wetting that is her, her giving that loud cry. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair, then a silver arrow from his bow, he's suddenly let fly. And they'll never go down to the broom anymore. And he has dug a grave, both long, wide and deep. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair, and he's buried his own sister with her child at her feet, and they'll never go down to the broom anymore. Then he has gone back to his father's own hall. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. There was music, there was minstrels, all among the ladies all. And they'll never go down to the broom anymore. Oh, Willie, what gives you such pain? Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. I have lost a sheep and a knife that I'll never see again, and we'll never go down to the broom anymore. But there are ships of your father's all sailing the sea. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. That'll bring as good a sheath and a knife unto thee. But they'll never go down to the broom anymore. There are ships of my father's all sailing the sea. Oh, the broom blooms bonny, and the broom blooms fair. But such a sheath and knife they can never bring to me, and we'll never go down to the broom
The late and much missed Tony Rose.
Yeah, what a wonderful
sheath
rendition.
Sheath and knife.
And then very interesting introduction. I'm mentioning June Tabor there, yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
She did well, that girl.
Oh, she did. She did, yeah, yes. So I used to live not far from June in Mid Wales at one point. I was just saying to Barry off mic, we couldn't get a folk club going, but we should get some fabulous sessions.
what a fantastic... I mean, Johnny was quite right, and what a fantastic singer and... fine purveyor of ballads.
Right.
Wonderful June Tabor.
On now back to the Mississippi. And
you're down like a fiddler's elbow,
aren't
you? Yeah, I
know, yeah. Back in the Midwest, there is this whole church thing going on, and one lady there, Martha Bass, was a well-known local singer. Now, Martha has a daughter called Fontella, and you're thinking to yourself, Fontella Bass, that name rings a bell, and you're quite right. Fontella Bass released a record in 1965 called Rescue Me. And I'm sure you know it. Rescue Me! Anyway, that was the only one that really made it.
She had a deep voice, didn't she?
She did. She had a very deep voice. Rescue Me! And her second album completely flopped, and she gave up singing. But her mother got her back singing again, and the two of them started singing together. This was recorded just before Martha died and left us. So this is Martha and Fontella Bass with I'm So Grateful.
Yeah!
Oh, the gospel singing has produced so many singers from the Midwest. It's incredible.
Gracious me.
And that lady was, I believe, in her late 80s, early 90s, Martha Bass, there with her daughter Fontella.
Singing with every fibre in their being.
Absolutely.
You can't recommend it, is it?
Well, you certainly wouldn't go to sleep with that, would you?
You say if you want your voice to last, but she's
obviously done it.
She managed it, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
I'm so grateful, Martha and Fontella Bass. Now then, you've chosen.
Yeah, now then I've chosen. And this is a Keith Marsden song, which I'm sure over this last weekend has been played an awful lot or sung an awful lot all over the place. This is Normandy Orchards. As I explained in Nathan's notes here, a perfect depiction of life on the brink of World War II in a village changed by the needs of war. Now then, with...
This time of year, we've often done shows almost completely covering Remembrance Day, which is, of course, tomorrow. But we thought this year we wouldn't do that because we've done it in previous years. So this is probably the only track that we've got on tonight which includes a nod to Remembrance Day. But it doesn't stop us thinking about it. Tomorrow, of course, is Remembrance Day.
The 11th day of the 11th month. So Doug Unson, Fee Fraser, Joe Freya and Sarah Matthews. Now then.
They're building a camp at the cornfields at Allingham, bulldozers churning and changing the land. Long barbed wire fences and acres of tarmac, Nissan huts arranged where the crops used to stand. Wide-eyed young village girls giggling and staring at tanks and transporters that darken the sky. There's convoys of lorries with fresh faces peering out. So many young men come learning to die. They say you can still hear the village hall band. Grey ghostly couples still glide round the floor. But Normandy orchards were waiting to welcome new partners for death in the mad dance of war. Well, Mother has started a comforts committee, but Reverend John's more concerned about sin. Hughes at the White Swan is rubbing his hands a lot, watching the troops and the prophets roll in. Eager young squaddies with overdone courtesy, tipping their caps to the girls going by. But too soon from school to be licentious soldiery, so many young men come learning to die. They say you can still hear the village hall band. Grey ghostly couples still glide round the floor. But Normandy orchards were waiting to welcome new partners for death in the mad dance of war. But Mother would have a blue fit if she knew about Lieutenant Johnson and walks in the wood. She's laid down the law and she's always gone on about men being beasts, so a girl must be good. But even she'd laugh at our clumsy propriety, me far too fearful and him far too shy. She might even pity his lonely bewilderment. One of the young men come learning to die. They say you can still hear the village hall band. Grey ghostly couples still glide round the floor. But Normandy orchards were waiting to welcome new partners for death in the mad dance of war. Peace came to Allingham many long years ago. Time passing by healed the scars on the land. Tanks on the village green, just a fond memory now. Corn grows again where the crops used to stand. Yet as I walk in the fields on a summer's night, by the tree's edge when the wind starts to sigh, I still hear their voices all rising in harmony. Lost, wasted young men come learning to die. They say you can still hear the village hall band. Grey ghostly couples still glide round the floor. But Normandy orchards were waiting to welcome new partners for death in the mad dance of war. They say you can still hear the village hall band. Grey ghostly couples still glide round the floor. But Normandy orchards were waiting to welcome new partners for death in the mad dance of war.
Lovely.
Beautifully done by him. Now then.
Certainly was, yeah. Now, we've played in the past many people who were inspired by or have played with Ry Cooder.
Oh, last week, for instance, yeah. Mm. Mm.
But we haven't yet played any Ry Cooder. And I thought, no, we haven't.
Oh,
so I thought,
blessed.
It's about time we stop that.
Indeed.
So this is Ry Cooder himself with Get Rhythm.
Shine his shoes, hide he keeps from getting the blues. He grinned and he shook his little head. He bought the shoes, shine bragging, and he said,
get a rhythm,
get a rhythm.
When you get the blues, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll, fit it in your bones.
Tap on your toes and loose,
get
it on,
get a rhythm.
Well, I stopped to listen to the
red suit, jump raggedy head in the back. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. You're a mighty little boy, be a working that way. He said, I like it with a big white grin, and he kept on popping and said again.
Cuda with Get Rhythm.
Lovely old number, wasn't it?
They certainly were.
No, they put that right. We've had Ry Cuda on his own for a change.
Yeah, we have.
My next selection is something I've played a couple of, certainly two tracks of. This is Fra Senegal. There is very little, if any, English anywhere on this CD, but there are some little notes at the back, which says, a multitude of folk songs, fiddle tunes, traditional songs and lullabies. The music is unmistakably Norwegian, but the African element weaves its way effortlessly into its fabric and reminds us that folk music is created by something deep inside the human soul, beyond language and culture. So here is Fra Senegal with Kwame Ba.
Sidio Kwaimbae, Sidio Kwaimbae, Kwaimbao. Sidio Kwaimbae, Sidio Kwaimbae, Kwaimbae. Oh, yeah, Kwaimbae.
Senegal.
God, it woke me up. I was away there.
Kwame Ba.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
It was certainly unusual. It's unusual, great. Now, no, we have often played the Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Never get too much.
This is the whole McGarrigle clan who are going out under the name of the McGarrigles, which is brilliant. And lead singer here is the daughter, Martha Wainwright. And this is Matapedia from the McGarrigles.
Her hair was dyed black and she was bending down, picking something from off the ground. She was 17, and he said, "Oh my God, it's Kate." She said, "No, I'm the daughter of Kate. My name's Martha. Who are you?" "Ma never told me, never told me about you." He put his big middle-aged hands upon her shoulders, and he looked her in the eyes, just like a boy of 19 would. And she was not afraid. No, she was not afraid. In love in a car, flying over mountains, trying to catch a boat, take them up river to home. And they raced a mile up I was not afraid. No.
Oh, Martha Wainwright, as Barry said, unmistakably a McGarrigle voice.
Yeah.
With the McGarrigles. That was lovely. Matapedia.
That's lovely. Back to friends and buddies of the late Dave Lowry. Martin Scragg. And Martin, we've known for goodness knows how many years, and one time was a singing partner of Martin Blumer. So it's Martin Scragg and Martin. Well, actually, to be honest, Martin Blumer had a nickname, which was Bone, and he sang with Martin Scragg. I don't need much imagination to imagine that they came out with the name Scragg and Bone. Subsequently,
great day.
Subsequently, Martin, of course, sang with us in Iscafair. This is Martin in his own right here with his... he sent me two lovely CDs. This is Voices from the Box Room, and this is Wine and Roses. Interesting, because he explains here in his notes, Heidi Talbot is an Irish singer-songwriter from County Kildare. She left Ireland at the age of 18 and headed for America, where she worked in bars and clubs for several years before being invited to join Cherish the Ladies. Do you remember them, Steve? It was wonderful.
Mm.
An all-female band. She developed her solo work and recorded with the likes of Eddie Reader and Mark Knopfler. Eventually left the USA and returned to the UK, where she now lives in the suburbs of Edinburgh. And this song is a reflective look at love and has an infectious chorus. So this is Heidi Talbot's Wine and Roses, sung by Mr. Martin Scragg.
I see the young ones slowly strolling on their Friday promenade. The sun is low, their faces glowing, hopeful hearts out in display. In their dreams are wine and roses, quiet picnics in the park, holding hands and rubbing noses, softly kissing in the dark. I was much the same in my day, all impatient and unsure. But to love I'd soon surrender, pledge my soul so young and pure. For I gave her wine and roses, quiet picnics in the park, held my hand and we rubbed noses, softly kissing in the dark. I'll never trade our life together, though we had our rocky times. My heart it rose and fell so often, like a constant shifting time. It wasn't all just wine and roses, quiet picnics in the park, holding hands and rubbing noses, softly kissing in the dark. I am old and all alone now, my children grown and far away. They used to ask me just what love is, I never knew just how to say. But love is more than wine and roses, quiet picnics in the park, holding hands and rubbing noses, softly kissing in the dark.
Martin Scragg, Wine and Roses.
Nicely sung, Scraggy. Lovely job.
Well done. Now, the aforementioned June Tabor.
Yes.
Along with Martin Simpson, also aforementioned, So, here they are with Flash Company. You'll know this one.
Oh, it's once I loved all those, and then I loved John. Then I loved William, he's a clever young man. With his white cotton stockings and his long ankle shoes. And he wears a blue jacket wherever he goes. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so poor. Oh, it's fiddling and dancing, they were all my delight. Keeping Flash Company, it just ruined me quite. It just ruined me quite, me boys, like a great many more. If it hadn't been never have been so bold. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me boys, like so many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so bold.
Wonderful.
June Tabor and Martin Simpson.
Fantastic. I'll just say to Steve, fantastic phrasing. It's absolutely wonderful.
Your choice, Martin Wyndham Marine.
Yes, this is from Martin Wyndham and No Man's Band, Beneath a Southern Sky. This is a fairly recent one, isn't it, if I remember rightly? Anyway, that be as it may, this is a wonderful track, The Best of Autumn.
Sunlight blazing through the trees in flames of red and gold. The leafy carpet underfoot as crisp as nights are cold. The stubble field near put to plow, the hedgerow growing thin. They mark the turning the year, the harvest gathered in. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn.
The cold's new burning in the heart, the dusty damper down, the firelight glinting on each glass of amber and of brown. The voices raised in songs of praise, the tales in trust retold, they mark the passing of the year, the seasons round us roll. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. And as the silent stars survey the sleeping hills around, frosty moon cast shadows laced with silver on the ground, and deep within the earth itself, the land its strength renews to bring to each and every one the gifts none can refuse. These are the best of all. These are the best of autumn. Seven stars are in the sky, wind is in the west, the weary ploughman's to his bed, the hawk is to his nest, and all along the rolling downs, the clouds like hunters ride, the winter days will not be long, at joys we should not hide. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn, these are the best of
Martin Windermere.
The Best of Autumn, written by Mike O'Connor, who was there on fiddle, Iris Bishop on accordion, Gary Holder on bass, and I strongly suspect Maggie Goodall on some of the chorus vocals there.
That's more of his Antipodean stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it a thank you to the, was it the Willy Wonka tribe or something, was it?
My grateful thanks to Dave DeSanti of the Wonga Willy Bush Band.
I thought you meant the Willy Wonka Band.
For guiding me in the direction of a wealth of Australian dance tunes. It's nice to be thanked for something like that.
It is.
This Martin, I saw not too long ago, down here, and I think I thanked him then for this wonderful CD. There's some absolutely beautiful stuff on here. Your choice next, old chap.
Yes, a gentleman who was a big hit at this year's festival, Mr. Richard Thompson. And this is a local song. This is Devon Side.
To us a martyr, but to us
Richard Thompson, Devonside.
Devonside, yeah. Now, if you think about it, cockades come in a variety of hues.
They do, yeah. I mean, we've had, I know of the white and the green.
Yeah, well, this is a choice of Becky Stockwell, Gillian Toffrey, Bryony Griffith and Faye Heald, who, as you remember, were the Witches of Elswick. Their choice was the blue cockade.
I know of a lemonade. Is there anything like that?
Not quite the same thing, dear boy. No, no, close. Yeah. He's got to go. Which of those with the blue cockade?
Was on one Monday's morning as I crossed over the moss, I little thought of listing till the soldiers did me cross. The company enticed me to drink their health all round, and the bounty,
and the bounty,
and the bounty,
and the bounty,
they gave me 5 guineas and a crown. My head was full of drink, love, and I didn't think of you. And now I'm forced to go and join the orange and the blue. Our ship, she waits at anchor to take the flowing tide. I'll return, Lord.
I'll return, Lord.
I'll return, Lord.
I'll return, Lord.
In the springtime, I'll make you my bride. So early the before the break of day, the captain gave his orders, and my love marched away. All in your ranks and files, boys, all on your native shore, fare ye well, Lord. You've been there.
My very
heart.
Witches of Elswick.
Yeah, a bit silly.
Blue
that,
Cockade.
It? Beautiful. Good now, choice.
One of the early leaders of the American folk music revival in Greenwich Village was Dave Van Ronk.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just looked him up because I wasn't sure just how long ago he died. Apparently, he left us in 2002. Oh. So it's quite a long while ago.
Yeah, indeed.
And I thought, I don't think we've played very much of Dave Van Ronk.
A bit, but not a lot, yeah.
So I thought it was about time we reintroduced him to our listeners.
Why not?
And because he was not only known as a folk singer, he also played blues and jazz, as did quite a lot of them in those early days. The lines splitting all the different genres were quite thin in those days, weren't they?
A bit blurred.
Yeah. They sort of moved across quite a lot. So, this is recorded on the Smithsonian Folkways label. Dave Van Ronk, Gambler's Blues.
He was down by old Jonesboro on the corner of the square. There was serving drinks as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my left stood Big Joe McKennedy, and his eyes were bloodshot red. Well, he turned to the crowd around him. These are the very words he said. I went down to that St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she may search this wide world over, never find a sweet man like me. I will not die, please bury me. In my high top steps in hand, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. My gang will know I died standing pat. I want six scrap shooters for a pallbearer. Well, the chorus girl, sing me a song. I put a jazz band on my hearse wagon. Raise hell as I stroll along.
Dave Van Ronk, Gambler's Blues, a song which, of course, we know as St. James Infirmary.
Yeah, indeed.
Your choice.
My
now,
choice
Miranda
now, yeah.
Sykes and Jim Corsley.
Not the first time I've dipped into this one, that's for sure. Everything Possible, Miranda and Jim titled this one, I think you'll like this one. Written by a whole bunch of people. Ray Cooper, John Jones, Lee Partis, Alan Prosser and Ian Telfer. The Soul's Electric from Miranda Sykes and Jim Corsley.
Up where the air is clear, thunder is drawing near. Feel static in the air, the soul's air.
unuttered words for love. The soul's electric spirals of love and war. We can take either or. Is your love we're fighting for?
Sykes and Jim Causley. Soul's Electric.
That's lovely.
Oh, it certainly was. Right, so, off to Croatia now.
Are we? Oh, that's
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, to Kries, which means bonfire in Croatian. And this is Selona Okuke. Hmm. Mm. You wanted to know that, didn't you?
Well, not necessarily, but I'm no worse off for knowing.
Here we go. Going somewhere, isn't it? Your choice next.
I thought you were going to say the other evening, that would champion. Spire is my next one. When I Was Young, it says here.
Well, that's a long while ago.
Oh, there was no need for that. Totally unnecessary. It's a Wile Matthews composition. Even the desert bears a seed, it says here. And they tell us from their notes, this song has been in the live set for a few years, so we thought it was about time we recorded it. So here we are from Spire. Even the desert bears a seed.
Bears a seed. searching, we search for everything. Maybe we should look a little closer. For when we lived expected, maybe it's what we're given, and we'll come shining through. Maybe the things we wish for are not the things we need. What we need is what we're given. Even the desert bears its weight. Maybe the things we wish for are not the things we need. What we need is what we give. Even the desert bears a seed. Even the desert bears a seed. Even the desert bears a seed. Bears a seed.
Spire, even the desert bears a seed.
From, well, it does. That was not from Wylam Matthews' pen. That was rather nice, wasn't it?
It was, certainly. Right, so, a bit of flamenco now.
España.
From Calaita. Que lejos está Japón.
Easy for you to say.
Ole, afila, ole! Vamos ya.
Pensamiento ha cambiado, culpita de mi hermano, don Lucero quemado, andao. Y son dos estrellas que brillan, con amor de Triana, por más lejos que me encuentro Sevilla. Y cada mao mañana son las mujeres más grandes que en mis brazos he tenido yo. Una se duerme en el Carmen y la otra en el Tarbón. Ole, ole, y ole.
Calaita from Spain with Que lejos está Japón. And now we're off straight to the Cornish traveller community.
We are.
Part of the Legg family. And yeah. This is. Was it Charlotte?
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte Reynolds.
This is Charlotte.
Farmer and the Lady.
That's right.
Blue waistcoats and trousers that lady put on, and away she went a-hunting with her dogs and her gun. She went into the fields where the farmer used to go. Three times she did fire, but nothing did she kill. Three times she did fire, but nothing did she kill. Then into the field that farmer did go. Then she went and made the alarm that she had lost her purse. And if any man can find it and bring it to me, and if he is not marrying his bride, I will be. So when that young farmer he heard of the news, straight to that lady that farmer did go, saying, "Lady of your honour, I have found your purse, and now will you grant to me your kinder propose? That's already made, now that lady did say, for I love the sweet breath of a farmer in man, to be missus of my dairy, go milking my cows, while my jolly young farmer goes whistling out to plough."
Charlotte Reynolds.
Charlotte Reynolds, that's the aunt of our good friends Vic and Viv Legg.
Indeed. And we come to the end of another show.
We have.
And Paul's here hopping from one foot to the other, waiting to leap into the hot seat here. And we're going to finish tonight with Shuglenifty with the Nordial Rumba. So good night from us. By the way, good next night. Week we won't be here. Yes. It will be a recorded show.
Because we shall be at Lowry's funeral and wait.
So
in the meantime, do take care of yourselves.
Yeah, look after yourselves. Take care, keep dry, and hopefully see you live in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye now.
Night-night.